Justin Fluke now joined by Coach Jonathan Rodvelt to talk Troy boys basketball. The Trojans are 8-7 on the season, a winning mark at 4-3 as well in the Twin Valley League. And a couple games since last we spoke. Let's go back to last Friday at home and fall to Lynn, 57-51, the final score. Pretty good game, Coach. What did you feel like was the biggest thing that kept your team from a chance to win it there in the end?
Oh, well, it was a pretty good game back and forth. I would say, the turnover bug bit us again. We tried to turn up the pressure late and they got a couple easy baskets and that didn't help either. So we've got to get a lot better in the backside rotation if we're going to press anybody. So turnovers, pressing, and I would also say rebounding. They definitely won the rebounding battle there and had a lot of putbacks that normally we would get, but we just didn't get anybody on our back. And they're a good team. Lynn's a solid team this year, the best team that I've seen them have since I've been here, Troy. And they rebounded well. They're long. They got their hands out and were able to hit the ball every now and then and turned us over that way as well. But, you know, we've got to rebound and get better at the things that we do. And, even though after that game, we're setting at 7-7, we just try to get back in the gym and do work on the things that make us better.
Yeah, Lynn having a good season, have a winning record with 9 wins, I think, for them. You got a win on Tuesday night. The girls didn't get a play, but you were able to schedule Kickapoo Nation for a game. And a different competition, kind of a different level of basketball. I guess maybe the best thing is just that you were able to get a win that could come into play, you know, for the final sub-state standings and such. And sounded like it played a lot of guys, and they all played pretty well, huh?
Yeah. No, it was a good, solid team effort. And Kickapoo Nation School is just trying to get their program rolling again, and so it's going to take time and a lot of kids going out and being involved. But on our side, it was a good chance for our younger players to get in and see floor time, and we rotated kind of 5 in, 5 out, and so on. And you know, we told them we were looking for solid fundamentals and being in the right spots on defense and executing on plays. And overall, we did that. So pretty good night. Nobody got hurt or anything like that. So that sets us up for our matchup against Frankfort.
Yeah, big one coming up on Friday night against Frankfort, as you mentioned. And you only have 5 more games left, all of them in the Twin Valley League. But Frankfort, one of those teams that you've yet to play in the TVL, but a pretty good team coming off a big win, I know, here in the last week. So what are your kind of thoughts on that matchup for Friday on the road?
Well, they've continued to get better all year long. They've got some younger players, and they've continued to grow. And, you know, this is coming off their big win against Axel. That's kind of an eye opener. We knew that, they're competitive and that they work really, really hard no matter what. I mean, that goes through how they're coached. I mean, they're just going to compete and work their tails off every single time. And so we're going to have to really match that intensity. Of course, they're kind of feeling hot right now. I mean, they beat a good Axel team, and they did it by scoring a lot of points. So we're going to have a good defensive performance if we're going to be able to really compete and play with them. But, you know, I'm confident that we're going to have a good bounce back. You know, last week we lost 2 games. Well, this week we would like to make it 2 wins. It's not going to be easy because we are out there at Frankfort, and that's never an easy place to play. But, you know, like I said, we've got to do the things that are successful, that make us successful, and try not to get caught up in the ups and downs of games. You know, we'll come out and usually make a run, but then we allow somebody to come back on a big run. And, you know, when you get hit with those, you got to be able to weather the storm. And that's what we're working on. That's what we're trying to do is, you know, how do we respond when we face any type of adversity? And, you know, we're ready to go. I think we've had at least a good couple days of practice this week, and hopefully we can build on that tomorrow and go out there and give it a good fight.
You bet. Frankfurt Friday, and then you host Axtell on Tuesday night. So best of luck in the upcoming games, Coach, and as always, thanks for your time.
Yep, thank you.
Jonathan Rodfeld, head coach of the Trojans. The Troy Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Exchange Bank, by Anderson Meats, and by the Troy Booster Club, John's Market, and Kinsey Farms.